You are listening to the Dave and Darren Show, and you're here at a really good time because it's a Friday morning, and that's when we check in with Mike Schultz, the entertainment editor. I remember when he was just the movie critic.
Yeah.
Now he's
like
the entertainment editor of that newspaper
and
internet concern.
What on earth are they thinking?
Some of our listeners.
Oh, hang on there, Darren. I've turned your microphone off, and it's not on purpose, I assure you.
Some of our listeners get a real shebang out of him.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
At least two, huh?
There's people who...
My folks listen occasionally.
They listen online?
They listen online.
Well, that's terrific.
Isn't that nice?
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Schultz.
Yeah. Hey, Mom and Dad. What's
hey,
up?
I was drawing a blank because I go to your rcreader.com frequently to look up the reviews. Even for movies I have no intention of seeing, just because I enjoy your review style so much.
Yeah, it's fun to write.
And I noticed that the Pandorum was not on the website.
Nah,
so we're going to get a scoop.
You get a scoop on Pandorum this week.
Let's,
yeah, for all I have to say about it.
Let's
but,
begin, though, with the Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Well, the Bruce Willis movie would be good.
The Surrogates.
Surrogates, yeah. A good time.
Yeah?
Not bad at all, actually. Yeah, it's just another cheesy Bruce Willis thriller and stuff, but it's fine. What's most interesting about it, of course, is that it's set a little bit in the future where we all have our robotic surrogate who kind of wanders through the world
Now, see, here's the thing. I don't understand the fundamental purpose for having a robotic surrogate walking around for you.
I do.
It's kind of like it's kind of like WALL-E. It's just like for those of us who just don't want to leave the house, this enables us
but you
to
still
go
have
and have
to
fun.
Make
but,
you know,
but you're still in the machine doing everything that the machine
yeah,
does.
Just kind of,
you still have to show
lives.
Face.
Yeah, exactly. But you can choose what face you want. I mean, you can be if you're a small pudgy person, you can be a very large, you know, African-American woman, if you want. So, yeah, you can do whatever you want.
That's always been the dream.
But how would that serve the purpose of being yourself?
There really is no purpose to being yourself in this futuristic society. It's like you can be now whatever you want and do whatever you want. And what's
it would make sense to me. I don't mean to interrupt. But it would make sense to me if these were surrogates and it was like one of those EverQuest worlds where it was like so dramatically different from real life.
Right.
But this is just people walking around
it's
in a
like
real
world. It's like Second Life, the online game.
Right.
That's exactly what it
Does
is.
Does everyone stay home then?
Yeah, everyone just stays in their room and stays kind of plugged into this little chair that enables them to wander around the universe as somebody else.
So no one wanders out there
with
their surrogate.
Without their surrogate, right. There are like no people walking around.
Okay.
Well, theoretically, apparently only 1 billion of us have this. But what's cool, of course, is that the global economy is so good that 1 billion people can afford this robotic other,
really, really.
I guess.
What's
the
Dow Jones?
You know, they don't tell us.
They don't tell us.
I would be curious to find out.
40,000 or something? Hmm.
Yeah. And so the movie's about, you know, somebody shoots a robot, but then their owner dies. And so what they see, there's a link between the destruction of a robot and then you dying in your chair at home. It's a silly, stupid thriller.
Okay.
But it moves fast and it's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Nothing too thrilling there.
Okay.
I also saw Fame, the remake of Fame, showing my age because the only thing that's really entertaining are the teachers. Seriously, the teachers are great. They give sage advice and they're funny and they're witty and the kids actually like them. But the movie doesn't care about them all that much. It's like, no, let's talk about the 14-year-old's boyfriend who thinks that she's cheating on him with the much cuter guy who only likes her for her looks and not her talent and, you know. It's High School Musical all over again. Just too
bad. It seems to me the logical step is to do what they did in the 80s and turn this into a weekly series, though.
Yeah,
like they just did a pilot for a TV series.
If the TV series is just the teachers, then I'm on board.
Yeah.
Because, seriously, you've got, it's Bebe Neuwirth and Charles S. Dutton and Kelsey Grammer and Megan Mullally.
So, wait a minute. Lilith and Frasier are in a movie together?
Yeah, isn't that great?
Do they address that at all?
They never have a scene together, I don't think.
I
know.
That's a shame.
But it was classic. I was like,
even
that's
if
great.
They were just pass by each other and give each other a look like, don't I know you?
Yeah. Wait a minute.
That would have been fantastic.
Yeah.
No, it's a missed opportunity. So, yeah, the movie's it's not worth much at all.
That's okay. I wasn't listening.
Yeah,
it's
right,
Fame.
Right. You know, it's Fame. Who cares? And Pandorum, finally.
Yeah, creepy little sci-fi gremlins in a
movie.
Spaceship.
It's,
what is this?
It's like Alien meets The Descent. Do you remember that movie where the women go in rock climbing?
Right.
Go into caves and stuff, and there's these horrific, bald, screeching zombie beasts hanging out. It's just like that. It's you put those two movies in a blender and you come up with Pandorum.
So, is it any good?
It's okay. It's fine. It's got, I'd say, about a good dozen scares in it that are kind of effective, but it's got a crummy script. It's got Ben Foster in it as the lead. not sure if you know Ben Foster, but he's always kind of, he's always that twitchy, creepy kid from, he's in X-Men, and he's in he was on 6 Feet Under for a while, and he always looks just unstable as a as a person.
Yeah.
So there's really not much fun in watching him freak out as a character, because you're always thinking Ben Foster's an inch away from doing that in real life.
Doing much acting, huh?
Yeah. There, it's not a lot of fun, but it's dark and it's loud and it's gooey. So it's it's okay. Well, it was a very dark, very forgettable weekend.
There are times I'll take dark, loud, and gooey.
Yeah, there you go.
Why not?
It's okay. I didn't hate anything, which is always a
so just
pleasant
the three
surprise.
Films.
That's it. That's all we got. We got really fun ones though this weekend.
Yeah, this is quite a mix. Opening at the now, I know this is at 53. I don't know if it's in Moline. Filmmaker Michael Moore's new movie, Capitalism: A Love Story, exploring the global economic meltdown. Here now a clip from Capitalism: A Love Story.
We're here to get the money back for the American people.
I understand, sir, but you can't come in here.
Can you just take the bag?
No.
Take it up there?
Absolutely not.
Fill it up? I got more bags. $10 billion probably won't fit in here. We want our money back!
I went to all the banks.
You've seen this guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay. We're here to make a citizen's arrest, actually.
All right.
Seems like Michael Moore doing Michael Moore
doing
stuff.
Doing his Michael Moore thing. Right? Yeah, he's I don't know, with every new movie, I'm less and less enchanted.
This really doesn't have anything to do with it, but the flip side of Michael Moore. Have you seen the new Glenn Beck book? He's dressed almost like Hitler or something.
No, you're kidding.
It's like, really?
Really?
Yeah.
When did this come out?
It's recent. Okay. It's like, okay.
Also opening today, Whip It. Ellen Page stars as a teenage beauty pageant reject who finally finds herself.
It was a nice pause there, though.
Oh. As finds herself after joining a fierce female roller derby team. This movie, directed by Drew Barrymore, so you know it will be magical. Here's a clip from Whip It.
So, are you ready for your big debut? Has anyone ever thrown up on the track before?
Yeah.
Let's get him! Kill him dead! Skate fast, skate hard!
I'm gonna puke!
Now, she's not gonna puke because of morning sickness.
No.
Not
that was
this time.
That
no.
was Juno.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a different movie entirely.
Yeah,
so.
Because I'm against pregnant roller derby.
Not enough roller derby movies made.
I mean, what's the last one?
What is the last one?
Bombers.
The
nice.
One with.
Good call.
Yeah, with.
Raquel Welch?
Raquel Welch, yeah.
Okay.
That's the best you got?
Wow. Hmm. I think that might be it. Yeah.
Well, there's Roller Ball.
Right.
That's
kind
of Roller
Derby. James Caan. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Once Upon a Time.
The one that I'm sure Mike's the most excited about is Zombieland.
Oh, I'm already there. Yeah.
Woody Harrelson, Jesse Eisenberg, and Emma Stone are survivors of a zombie apocalypse, and they use creative means to dispatch the undead as they make their way toward a rumored safe haven in Los Angeles. In this clip, Woody Harrelson's character, Tallahassee, want some Twinkies. Zombieland in theaters today.
You are a dangerous man. You're gonna risk our lives for a Twinkie?
There's a box of Twinkies in that grocery store. Not just any box of Twinkies. The last box of Twinkies that anyone will enjoy in the whole universe. Believe it or not, Twinkies have an expiration date. Someday very soon, life's little Twinkie gauge is gonna go empty. Time to nut up or shut up.
It's I hope that the drive-in stays open long enough for this one to make
right.
it out there.
Man, oh man.
That would be the perfect movie for it.
Zombies,
it?
Jesse Eisenberg,
I'm
and an
sure,
80-minute running length. Oh,
I'm
come on.
Sure
how bad
that
could it be?
That this isn't going to be any. Well, maybe I'll be wrong. But just that little bit right there was very, to me, Tarantino-like.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds a little bit, let's...
And it's verbiage.
Yeah. Yes. In the global apocalypse, let's chat about Twinkies for
right,
a few minutes.
Exactly.
Because we got nothing better to do.
I don't need you to tell me how that I make a good cup of coffee.
Nut up or shut up.
Finally, I think the one I'm the most excited about, the new Ricky Gervais movie, The Invention of Lying.
Okay, now
sounds great.
This is the premise where everyone tells the truth until he comes up with the idea of lying.
Right, it's an alternate reality. Lying does not exist.
It doesn't exist.
Ricky Gervais is a down-on-his-luck loser who suddenly develops the ability to lie. And because no one has ever lied before.
Everyone believes everything.
It right. sounds brilliant.
Yeah, I think it's going to be good. But I also think that this is my prediction with this.
Okay.
What's going to happen is that in the end, we are all going to realize that little white lies to save people's feelings and this and that is a good thing.
I think you're exactly right. Yeah.
I think
Which is
that's
a pretty great moral
yes.
when you come right
down yes, exactly.
to it.
Total honesty is not only impossible, but not healthy.
Yeah, right.
And I think this is what this movie is going to eventually get to.
It'll be the anti-date movie of the century. Yeah. Yes. You know?
I've got a clip.
Honey, I had to, for your feelings.
Open
right.
now in Quad City Theaters. This is The Invention of Lying.
Sorry. It's my mom. I think she's probably checking on the date. It won't take long. Hello? Yes, I'm with him right now. No, not very attractive. No, doesn't make much money. It's all right, though. Seems nice. Kind of funny. A bit fat. Has a funny little snub nose. Mm. Kind of like a frog in a facial.
Yeah, but...
No, I won't be sleeping with him tonight. Nope. Probably not even a kiss. Okay, you too. Bye. Sorry about that.
It's all right. Don't think twice. How is your mum, all right?
She's all right.
Great.
Yeah.
He's pretty brilliant.
He's yeah. pretty brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's done no wrong so far.
I don't know, man. I think I'm going to just boldly predict that we're going to go 4 out of 4 here. I think we're going to have a very happy Mike Schultz.
Okay. That could done. Easily happen. Definitely. I'm pretty happy already. Yeah.
I just enjoyed those clips.
I had a good time already.
Oh, okay.
I'm fine.
I thought maybe there's some other reason.
No, there's nothing.
That you maybe wanted to share with us.
But that,
he's
that
done terrible
great.
Things. He's done
6 o'clock in the morning. There was a box in his car.
There's a box in his car, and people
being
extorted terrible things.
$6 million. But keep in mind, his folks are listening, Darren. We're making a reference to David Letterman and his trolls.
See, he's done nothing wrong. See, that's a little white lie.
He's a good boy. He's a real good boy. And he's our friend and entertainment editor from the River Cities Reader. As always, Mike, thanks for your time.
Hey, pleasure to be here, guys.
Take a quick break and come back with the First Alert forecast next. Dave and Darren, this is Rock 104.9.